From Michigan Radio, this is Stateside. During our fall fun drive, I'm Cynthia Canty, and you make everything you hear possible. One of the time-honored traditions of elections in America is candidates winning endorsement from a newspaper. But just as the winds of change are blowing through newsrooms across the nation, so too are those traditional endorsements changing. In fact, some newspapers are dropping them altogether. Anna Clark wrote about this for the Columbia Journalism Review. Anna, why are more newspapers treating the endorsement, as you put it, like the ghost of newspapering past and giving them up?
Well, it's true that a lot of people are reevaluating how they want to be a participant in the political season. So, of course, endorsements have been, you know, a very classic contribution that editorial pages have offered to their community, and most of them still do. But it's true that since about 2009, major newspapers have been reconsidering whether or not that this is the best thing that they can do with their resources. So some of them have been saying that when they decided to no longer endorse because they're concerned about the perception that their news coverage will be slanted, you know, if they endorse, you know, the Democrat or the Republican, they're concerned that, like, that all their coverage throughout the entire course of the year will be read through that lens. It'll be the liberal paper or the conservative paper. Others aren't just sure that endorsements for especially major elections, statewide and national ones, are even that effective. You know, if it's actually moving votes, is it actually helping the conversation get more nuanced and informed, or is it being diminished in some way by just turning it into sort of a tagline for political ads for these candidates?
And is there evidence, Anna, that newspaper endorsements do move votes? Do they really matter?
Some researchers have been looking into this, and what was interesting to me is that they are most effective for local races. So not necessarily governor or president, where a lot of us decide pretty early which candidates we want to support. But for other very important elections, like for our school boards, for state Supreme Court, for the races that don't get the same level of coverage, the endorsements actually do have an impact. They've also proven to be effective for those major races if the endorsement comes down in some kind of way that is unexpected. So if a paper that, you know, typically supports liberal candidates ends up endorsing a conservative candidate, it tends to have more of an impact than if they endorse the person that people assumed they would endorse. But beyond that, for statewide and national races, they don't tend to move that many votes, if that's what's considered effective. Some people think it's also effective in more subtle ways, such as just making a case, you know, for a candidate and taking a stance, and that's important too.
Yeah, because, you know, you kind of have to ask yourself, why go silent at such an important time? We know that newspaper editorial boards are there to take positions on issues, and why go silent just when voters are seeking information to help them get past all the radio and TV campaign ads?
Yeah, that some of the people who have stopped endorsing have gotten some of that feedback. You know, they spend all year, these editorial pages, putting out opinions and contributing to the debate of the day-to-day politics. And when it comes down to, like, making a choice, you know, some people think it's an abdication of duty if they don't, that they don't endorse a candidate. That's actually, you know, not transparent enough. And some people see that these newspapers really have a responsibility as a public citizen to speak up at these kind of things. And so some papers have sort of left themselves a little wiggle room. So the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, which ceased doing endorsements in 2012, they said that they would leave themselves room to, like, make an endorsement in, you know, rare and pivotal elections, like the recall election of their governor that happened recently. They felt like that would be kind of a once-in-a-generation thing that they should weigh in on. But they're not making an endorsement in this year's governor's race in Wisconsin. So, you know, it's an ongoing experiment. And some are changing their minds. The Chicago Sun-Times stopped endorsing candidates in 2012, and just last week they decided they changed their minds, and they're going to endorse after all.
What are we seeing in Michigan, Anna? I know that I saw over the weekend both the Detroit News and the Detroit Free Press started weighing in with endorsements for, in the Free Press case, the race for Senate, and we're also seeing endorsements for Congress. So that's the Free Press and News. What about throughout Michigan?
Other news organizations have been experimenting with other models of endorsements. So MLive, which of course is the website that brings together community newspapers around the state, the local papers are still making endorsements in local races. but the MLive statewide editorial board is making the endorsements in the major races. And of course, they collaborated with Michigan Radio and Bridge Magazine recently to do the traditional interview with the candidates outside of their offices and make them public events. So sort of staging them as opportunities for people to see for themselves how the candidates are answering these questions, you know, and they're taking an interesting tack in trying to bring more participation into their own endorsement process, even sort of livening up a traditional form.
Anna, thanks so much for talking with us.
Oh, thank you. I was glad to be here.
Anna Clark is the Columbia Journalism Review's correspondent for Michigan, Wisconsin, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. You can find her piece at cjr.org. And this is the second to last day of our fall fun drive. At Michigan Radio, we're committed to keeping you informed about news from across our state, news that impacts your life. We'll bring you reports, conversations, analysis, and perspective that bring depth and context to our understanding of state, national, and global events. And we're only able to do all of that because of your support. It's your $5 or $10 a month pledge that makes it all possible. Go to MichiganRadio.org or call 888-258-9866. Here's Zoe Clark now to tell you more about the fall membership drive.